Hello, my name is Bill Graffius, canon for Congregational Development and Transition for the Episcopal Diocese of Central Pennsylvania. This Advent season, the readings of Luke have been chosen to present for podcasts. You have, by now, been introduced to Luke in prior podcasts over the last weeks. In this podcast, we will further explore the Gospel of Luke as in chapter 3, verses 7 through 18. By way of preparation for this week's message, in chapter 3 of Luke, verse 4, the people are told to prepare you the way of the Lord. In the next verse, we are told that every valley shall be filled, every hill brought low, the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough shall become smooth. Further, the multitudes are reminded that they were admonished to flee from the coming wrath of the Lord. These messages they received, even as they stood before John to be baptized. John was viewed as a great man. In fact, some, if not most, thought him the Messiah. He was perceived as this even as he now approached the end of his ministry. In John's messages, people were asked to bring forth fruits worthy of repentance and not simply believe that as descendants of Abraham, they get a pass to redemption and protection from final judgment. In fact, John now goes a step further for their salvation and offers suggestions on just how to avoid the wrath of God in the future as well as in the present. Do the works that show you have repented. Produce fruit in keeping with repentance. Give your coat, your meat, to those who have none. This is a personal matter. Do not believe yourselves as a people that you are above redemption because of who you are. Do not believe you are above redemption nor beyond the wrath of God. Mere nationality and descent are no protection. God can raise up his children from other nationalities, even from pebbles, if he wishes it so. What I believe this means is that we are told to be more fully in repentance by sharing true faith and by sharing all we have. Produce the fruits of our faith and share literally as well as figuratively. If we fail, we will be cut down and thrown aside by God. Therefore, we must do such works that show repentance as we now await the second coming of Christ. John, in the Gospel of Luke, was helping those then to prepare for the first coming of our Lord Christ, and for us now, the second coming. John answered the people as above, after they had been baptized, and they now asked a really great question. What more now must we do? John will let them know. He now tells them, one who is greater than he will soon come. Behold him. I suggest that what we now see is a great strength of John, his humility, a disciple of Christ with a strong following in his own right. His strength was so that he may well have been conflicted by the coming ministry of Christ, as many of his followers were. Yet he placed himself, his life, subservient to the Lord. I believe that was a strong message from John to us, especially appropriate during this Advent season. Those of us with a second tunic offers one. If I have food, I share. Indeed, an appropriate message of the season. John ultimately shared his ministry with one acknowledged as greater than he. I believe the message that John was also sending then was to prepare us that Jesus was coming. Therein is the definition of Advent, or Adventus in the Latin, which means coming. For us in contemporary times, we prepare for the second coming this Advent season. This is a way we are asked to answer God's call in our lives as well as our communities. In our discernment process leading us to God, the lesson in Luke is we need to share all that we have. This is a way I can show repentance. This is but one way my faith can be evidenced. To share all I am and all I have. This inspires me also to share my faith in my own safe way with others. My faith is also the food which feeds me spiritually. In doing this, I pray for God's redemption as I prepare for the second coming, the season of Advent. As Frederick Buchner leads us to agree, or not, that the place God calls you to is the place where your deep gladness and the world's deep hunger exists. By definition of alone, that must differ in each of us according to our faith and sense of discernment. John was asked this, What do we do? Question, as in Luke 3, verses 10 to 14, by the people and the tax collectors and the publicans and the soldiers and me. I believe the message from John is to help and provide and share with others and exact no more than what is due. Do no violence and accept what you have, but share your coats and your grains. Although this does seem rather straightforward, it is a hard task to do. I have found this to be the way it is in most of us, including myself. Each of us need to discern, per Buckner, the point in our lives where deep gladness, our self-satisfaction, intersects with the needs of others. And his admonishment seems simple. As we are faced with want and have our own needs. But this time of Advent is time to repent and share. I must find this balance. Paul's message also was implicit in saying simple words are not enough. Deeds and actions are what is paramount. Words alone do not suggest repentance, and we, therefore, are not fully prepared anew for the coming of Christ. Perhaps the theme of Luke 3, verses 7 through 18, that what is suggested is that this time of Advent is a time for pause, reflection, new birth, and rebirth. This is our time to bear the fruits of our life to share. Not to be redundant, I believe this is the message of John as found in Luke. John is leading us to the path of redemption in realization that Christ will soon be born and that Christ will also come again. It is up to me, to us, to walk this path or suffer the prospects of being burned with the chaff. Simply being a child of Abraham is not enough. Let us pray. May the Lord be with you. In the name of God the Father, and of God the Son, and of God the Holy Spirit, guide us now to go forth into your world in peace and joy. We rejoice in the strength of your love for each of us and your willingness to forgive our sins. Illuminate our paths as we bring light to the heart of those in need and to those others bearing a darkened soul. Grant us the strength and the resolve and the wisdom to truly repent this time of Advent and forevermore. Amen. Some questions for you to consider. In Luke 3, verses 7 through 18, most of what is said in the podcast reflects on us as individuals, as members of a larger community. How can these scriptures be equated to what we need to do as a worshiping community? How can you seek redemption? What is your sacrifice? What should your larger community do? And how do you facilitate change in your community? In Luke 3, verse 17, it states, his winnowing fork is in his hand to clear his threshing floor and to gather the wheat into his barn, but he will burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire. Who are the wheat? Who are the chaff? What are the distinctions? Who am I? What, in your opinion, was the greatest ministry of John? Was it in his baptisms of many? Was it in his remonstration to all to share and repent? Or was it in realizing he is not the Messiah and he helped prepare a place for our Lord Jesus Christ? Thank you, and may God bless you.